This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
Butterscotch. Where are we going? My mother looks over at me from behind the steering wheel. It's barely a glance, but I see the indecision in her face, even if I don't know to call it that. What I do know is that she woke me up in the still dark of my room and had me put shoes and socks on with my pajamas and bathrobe. She packed my slippers and threw some of my clothes and underwear and my favorite Winnie the Pooh into a big suitcase, already half full with the silkier fabric of her own clothes. "We're going to see Charlotte and Greg," she tells me after a moment. "Is Daddy coming?" "No, he had to stay home." Daddy hadn't come to the door to say goodbye, but it would be years until I put it all together. My parents' screaming matches had been a near constant part of my childhood, but that night, I'd gone to bed with the covers all the way up to my ears and my big koala bear and bigger lion on either side of me. I'd heard their normal yelling turn into something else, something dark and scary with the sounds of something cutting through the air, followed by breaking glass and slamming doors, and then a weird pop before everything had gone still and quiet, like someone had siphoned all sound out of the world, or at least out of our living room. If I looked back at my mother, at her hands gripping the steering wheel, would I see the remnants of energy crackling around her fingers? Would I see her eyes glowing slightly green in the not-yet morning light? Daddy had called my mother a witch so many times. Not witch with a B, like other people said. Just the regular word. But when Daddy called Mommy that, it wasn't just a mean word. It was meant. He'd say things like he should have known better than to marry a witch, and he'd scream that solving problems with magic wasn't really dealing. And sometimes, when she tried to touch him, he'd flinch. It was the flinching that bothered me the most. When I got older, if my eyes started glowing green when I was upset, or my fingers sparked when I was angry, would Daddy pull away from me too? I had a feeling he would. The car moves ever forward toward Charlotte and Greg's place. They live in a house in the woods, and whenever we visit, they bundle me into a loft bed at the top of the house with tons of pillows and quilts and books, and Greg pulls flowers out of the air and gives me bags of chocolate drops if he thinks I'm sad. "Mommy?" I break the silence that has settled. "I'm thirsty." "We'll stop in a little while," she says, "for a snack and a potty break." "But I'm thirsty now!" "Forgot the bottled water," my mother confesses, but she reaches behind my ear and then opens her hand where a wrapped candy rests. "Suck on this for now." I take the candy and unwrap it, popping it into my mouth. My favorite kind, butterscotch. I look out the window and I smile. Charlotte and Greg will keep us safe, and maybe Daddy will learn that a little magic isn't so bad after all.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International license. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.